When is a pint not a pint? Well, the answer is quite often, according to some beer consumer advocates. They today argued their case at a public hearing in Augusta. A bill currently before the legislature would require bars and restaurants to ensure that when their customers order a pint of beer, they get the full 16 ounces. Tom Porter has more.
Can I have a pint of the ale, please, the Brother Broseph?
Absolutely. Thank you.
The pint I've just ordered here at Ebenezer's Brew Pub in Brunswick seems adequate, both in quality and in quantity. But according to one beer expert, that's not always the case in Maine.
Well, oftentimes when you go to a bar or a restaurant now, they advertise it as 16 ounces, but it's not 16 ounces. Mostly it's 14 ounces because they want to leave that space for a head.
Dr. Bumper White is a former professor of education at USM and now an activist in the Full Pint Association of Maine. To be clear, he's not accusing Maine's breweries or pubs of cynically conspiring against beer drinkers, but...
If you're going to call it 16-ounce pint, then it needs to be 16 ounces. We do that with everything else. We do it with maple syrup, we do it with motor oil, we do it with, you know, milk.
So are Maine drinkers being duped, do you think? Is there a big fraud going on?
I don't know, a big fraud, but clearly there is a fraud. And as our industry gets larger and larger, you know, there's a lot of beer that's not getting to the consumer who's paying a full price and should get a full deal.
It's a debate that was taken up the following morning in the more formal surroundings of a state house hearing room. Democratic State Senator John Patrick of Rumford is sponsor of LD 122, an act to standardise pints of beer sold in Maine. He told members of the Joint Committee on Veterans and Legal Affairs that with Maine's craft brewing industry now worth about $100 million, it's a good time to introduce this legislation.
To me, it's basically what I consider a truth in advertising deal.
Patrick says he decided to introduce the bill after hearing numerous complaints from constituents across the state, unhappy about the number of so-called cheater pints being poured.
And I've actually had dozens upon dozens of people thank me for bringing the bill forward. I didn't realize it would have this much impact.
Not everyone's a fan of the measure. Greg Dougal of the Maine Innkeepers and Restaurant Association argues there's no need for it.
I'm really concerned about the law of unintended consequences. They're trying to do the right thing and we end up creating something that we can't deal with.
Consumers should, of course, be entitled to what they pay for, he says, but adding another layer of enforcement would further complicate the issue, given that the state already has consumer protection laws to deal with this sort of complaint. It was a point echoed by Sean Sullivan of the Maine Brewers Guild.
We believe that crafting a beer-specific bill targeted at something that is already illegal and shifting enforcement responsibilities to our already overburdened liquor enforcement officials would not be useful.
Defenders of the bill, meanwhile, argue that they're not trying to overburden anyone. Bumper White says if bars are not serving a full pint for whatever reason, they could simply call it something else.
There are lots of other alternatives. You can call it a mug, you can call it a glass, you can call it a tall boy, you can call it a tall girl, whatever you want to do.
But, says White, you shouldn't call it a pint unless it's a pint.
Cheers.
Cheers.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.